There you go. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the new podcast on the block, R is for Rage, where we just rage. You know, it's in the title. With me is my co-host, Cyrus.
Hey there. Here to rage with you guys about all the basic things in life.
Straight from Discord on our holy shit. What the fuck's going on?
Okay, that's nothing. There's nothing going on this time. I swear.
I swear. What an empty promise that is.
That's like, did you murder my family? No. I swear to God.
I swear to God. Well, then, God doesn't exist.
Okay. So, yeah. As you can tell, we're not professionals at all about this.
No, we're not. We are teenagers, actually. And, you know, we just have a lot of pent-up aggression that we gotta get out. And so, you know, we figured, why not do it through a podcast? Because both Cyrus and I have done podcasts before.
Yeah.
I will not let you on my former podcast because it is terrible.
And mine got taken down because it was terrible.
Yeah. Yes, it certainly did. So we're starting this new one together because, you know, podcast misfits often go together, and we find that we're very similar in, like, rage, and yeah. I've always wanted to do this kind of podcast, so here we are.
Yeah, and I was, you know, asked. And I did it.
Yeah, man. I went to the Amino chat, and I was just like, anyone want to do a rage-based podcast? And you were like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I did. I fucking saw it go, you know, I didn't even, like, wait to respond. I just sent it, like, as soon as you said that.
Yeah, because, you know, after my last podcast ended, I was like, I need to find a way to podcast. Because podcasting is just so great.
Yeah, I know, you know. Just talking and, like, you know, you can always delete it later. But...
Exactly. I mean, there's no way the ghosts of your past can... Wait, actually not true. The ghosts of your past can come back and haunt you pretty much.
They're going to find you with your old podcast.
Hopefully someday we don't get crucified for what we might say on here, but I'd highly doubt it.
Like, we're in the future, like, we have, like, professional jobs. Your boss just pulls up your old podcasts.
He just comes over to the office. He's like, hey, man, big fan of the podcast. You're hired.
No, he goes in, big fan of the podcast, but you're fired.
Yeah, but sorry, you're fired.
Speaking of our podcast, this is something that, if it did come back to haunt us, I'd be kind of mad about. 7-Eleven straws.
Oh my god, yes, we did talk before the show. 7-Eleven straws. Today's date, actually, ladies and gentlemen, as of this recording, is 7-Eleven. Happy 7-Eleven, all.
Happy 7-Eleven.
A clapping sound effect here that I'll probably add in at some point. But it's 7-Eleven. And on 7-Eleven... The actual gas station, 7-Eleven, has decided to do a genius marketing move where they have decided to give out free small-size slushies.
Amazing, like, you know, promotion.
Slushies, what's the fucking difference?
There's no difference, really. You know, a great idea for, like, you know, promotion, shitty execution, though.
It is shitty execution because of one thing. I mean, everything's perfect. Like, the size, absolutely perfect. My cup did not malfunction at all. The only problem no one would ever have foreseen was the fucking straws they give out at 7-Elevens.
You know, like, you can't, like, you know, you try drinking out of them, like, it works for, like, some of it, but, like, it stops.
Now, for our listeners, 7-Eleven straws are the most fucking worthless things I have ever seen in my life. Because how it works is they basically have this little bucket on the end, where the straw cuts off and there's this little scoop. And essentially what that's supposed to do is scoop out the slushy. But the point of the slushy is to drink the slushy.
Yeah, and then, like, you fucking... It's just... It stops working halfway through for, like, us.
Because the fucking straw part gets cut off. So half the time, you're just scraping at it with the spoon and it's not going to suck anything up.
Yeah, and, like...
The actual tube of the straw is not making contact with anything in it.
Yeah, and, like, you know, fucking... You have to get another straw from the fucking place. Because, like, you know...
It's one of those, like, small coffee straws that don't actually suck anything up.
Yeah. And, like, the spoon's, yeah, like...
Why? Like, why, for once in my life, will something just fucking work for me?
I fucking know, like... It doesn't work. It's like the fucking McDonald's straws, too, you know? Like, you try... They have tiny, last little fucking spoons that hardly pick anything up in the first place.
Exactly. And, I mean, what the fuck? I mean... Okay. So, I'm trying to dig at the bottom of my Coca-Cola fucking slushy, right?
Yeah.
It's, I try to use the straw, right? I try to use the little bucket at the bottom of the straw that, that has been plaguing me this entire time I've been trying to drink this fucking slushy.
Fucking course, yeah.
And so I do, and it, what does it pick up? Chock full of fucking nothing, because it can't pick up anything. It's so small.
I know, like, I'd be better fucking picking up my fucking pinkies.
Exactly. Why not just fucking dig your finger in there? Because what you have to, what you have to do, what you have to resort to, is just fucking drinking out of it like a regular cup. When that's not the point.
I don't know. Like it's like it'd be easy. Like it'd be easier, you know, just for them to put like a spoon in a fucking straw, and like the things instead of like that fucking monstrosity.
Why are you even using a fucking spoon? It's made to drink. It's a slushy.
I know, but like fucking, like yeah, better straw. It'll be save more money too, you know?
It's what, that's exactly what it is. It's money. Money makes the fucking world go round. And they want to save money, right? Because they want to be fucking rich. So what they do is they make it harder for us.
No, I think they're wasting money, if anything. It's like, how fucking expensive do you think those fucking things are? Like, wouldn't it be, like, yeah, cheap?
But then again, what do you think the cost would be of packaging both a spoon and a straw?
If it's just a slush, like, wouldn't it be easy, like, just a straw? Wouldn't it, like, be cheaper for them?
Exactly. I mean, fucking slushies themselves aren't that great. But once you have add the straw problem, it's like, well, now I'm never having a slushie again.
No, right?
And then my mom says this. I tell my mom, I say, Mom, the fucking straw sucks. I can't drink with it. And she says, flip it upside down. And I say, no. Have you ever tried drinking from one of those things when it's upside down? It feels like there's like a fucking toothpick poking around your mouth.
I wouldn't do that. I'd honestly rather just like fucking pour into like another cup and drink it. I'm gonna do that.
But that's not the point.
I know, it's not the point.
I'm struggling really right now. What I'm struggling with is figuring out how the slushy at its time of invention was meant to be consumed. Is it a drink that's meant to be drank, you know, bottoms up? Is it something that's meant to be, like, licked out of the cup? Or is it a drink that's meant to be used with a straw?
I think you, like...
Certainly, if it was made to be used with a straw, it wasn't made to be used with a 7-Eleven straw.
It wasn't. Like, honestly, I think, like, someone was, like, trying to make ice cream. They froze the ice, but, like, they left for, like, 15 minutes. It got kind of slushy-ish. They said, you know what, fuck it. And just drunk it.
Yeah, man, I mean, people are fucking brave to make new shit. Like, fucking cheese and shit? Like, just let milk fucking rot.
You know, like imagine like the first person who fucking just drunk out that milk, like the fucking cow's titty.
Yeah, I mean, people certainly have to be creative these days, but sometimes creation needs to be stopped. Not in a censorship kind of. Now, hear me out. Not in a censorship kind of way. The kind of way that allowed someone to make 7-Eleven strong.
I get you, like, you know, fucking some things, you know, I'm like for all, like, you know, freedom of press and shit like that, but some things need to be shut down.
Like, okay, so here's the thing. My theory on 7-Eleven straws is it's the whole theory of ultimate convenience, this fucking utopia that the world order wants to create right here. These straws are made to combine the uses of a straw and a spoon. Technically, that is an easier use than, like, theoretically, it's an easier use than having both a straw and a spoon individually. Because now you have both in one, right? More convenient.
Yeah. And, like, it's...
But in the end, that theoretically, like I said, theoretically.
Theoretically,
in the
yeah.
real world, this doesn't happen like that, but they think it's working. It's just not.
It's not fucking working. Everyone fucking share this podcast to get to the head of the fucking 7-Eleven so they know.
Yeah, it's the 7-Eleven manager. Tell him, fuck you, man. Your fucking straws suck.
Some kid takes it to, like, an actual 7-Eleven manager and says, your straws fucking suck.
Yeah, don't actually do that. I mean, go ahead if you want to, but we don't condone doing that.
We don't condone it because that's an asshole thing to do. The workers there work hard.
It's not, I mean, it's not really their fault either. It's 7-Eleven that's pushing this on them.
Yeah, it's pricks.
And, like, the thing with convenience is you can imagine, like, how convenient things change the world. Like, not convenient things, you know what I'm trying to say. Convenient things, they change the world. They made things easier.
Yeah.
What people are doing is they're taking it way overboard, and they're trying to make it way too convenient, and it's just not working.
Yeah. I mean, the only place that I can see that, like, is actually doing fucking good is Japan.
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, like, I don't fucking need a straw spoon. I don't need a 7-Eleven style straw. Because, in the end, when you try to combine both of them to make it more convenient, you've actually made it way harder.
Yeah, like, fucking stop it. Get help.
Stop it. Get some help.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, at some point, like, I'd rather, like, just open the cup and throw the fucking straw away than rather fucking use it. It's useless. It does, like, you drink half of it when, like, oh, fuck, this straw, this fucking spoon's in the way.
Because I'm digging around at the bottom for the fucking slushy, and it's not coming through my straw.
It's fucking stupid. Meaning, like
you had one job.
One job. Like, it would have been, like, a better use, like, maybe if they, like, made the fuck, instead of making, like, the spoon, like, fucking, like, the McDonald's one, just make it, like, stick out a little bit. That might have worked out a little better. It would have still sucked ass, but it would have worked better.
Because those fucking straws don't pick anything up. They don't. The fucking end picks nothing up. It's so small, and then it just slides off the end of the fucking thing.
Yeah. Then you have to fucking... The only way you can get is unless you fucking open the thing, tilt your thing, and, like, fucking shove it out.
Bottoms up on that bitch. You gotta fucking shot glass it.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then, I mean, like, at that point, might as well just wait for it to melt and drink it fucking normally.
Like,
why not... My actual thought halfway through when it was just wasn't, because even when it's like full, it has trouble picking stuff up. It has trouble sucking stuff up. So my thought during the middle of drinking my slushie was, I'll just let this melt and drink it out of a cup instead of using this fucking straw.
No, it's like, but that like fucking ruins the purpose, you know?
Why don't I just get fucking regular Coca-Cola?
Like, you know, fucking, why not just get fucking juice when I'm gonna do that?
Exactly. It's just so stupid.
No. Like, Jesus.
It's this convenience thing where everything needs to be more streamlined and everything needs to be more convenient. When sometimes, because you see, when you eliminate, like, the entire possibility of hard work from the world, you get nothing. You get people doing nothing.
Yeah, like, you know, fucking, we got enough mouth breathers with, like, the fucking people that don't believe in vaccines. They cause autism. That's fucking...
Exactly. Anti-fucking-back. These people want to be convenient. Now, I don't know. I don't know whether or not fucking vaccines cause autism. I don't think they do.
Even if they did.
And I'm not autistic. I get vaccines, I'm not autistic. There you go. Fucking proof right there.
I got...
It's more convenient for them. I firmly believe that some of these anti-vaxxers just don't want to... And even though most of them are fucking rich anyways, I feel like some people are anti-vaxxers because they just don't want to pay for their kids' fucking vaccines. And yep. When your kid has a fucking funeral, don't blame me.
No, it's just like the fucking bandwagon thing, you know? You go on Facebook, you hear those white moms going, stop vaccines, they cause autism. Like, Jesus, the only thing that is
autism... If your kid has autism, it's because you have autism.
Yeah, like, it's not wrong to be autism either, you know? The only thing that's really stupid autistic is those fucking 7-Eleven goddamn straws.
Exactly, I don't know who designed those, but they're an idiot.
Idiot.
But, I don't know, man. And as for, like, on the topic, like, just to disclaim, we're not making fun of autism here.
We're not making fun of autism. My cousin has autism. She's, like, one of the smartest kids I know. I'm making fun of the fucking parents.
Like, we're a rage-based podcast, and sometimes we might get out of control, but we're never gonna make fun of topics like that.
Yeah, because, like, autism is a serious thing. The only thing we're gonna make fun of is the people who don't, like, you know, fucking vaccinate their kids because they're jackasses.
Alright, another thing that makes me rage on the topic of something like this is people who, like, say they have depression but don't. Fuck you.
If you think you have depression, go get fucking diagnosed, and then you can say you have depression. If you don't, go fuck yourself.
I have serious depression. It has been diagnosed. I am on antidepressants and antipsychotics. And every day, I hear people saying they're depressed when it's obvious they're not. And I'm like, dude, that's the biggest slap in the face you can give me.
Yeah, I know, like, fucking, I got diagnosed with it, like, I never went back, so I never got, like, you know, the treatments and shit like that. But my little brother has it, and he's going to, like, a mental hospital this week. So, like, fucking, yeah, it's, like, a huge slap in the face.
Yeah, I went to a mental hospital for at least a month. And let me tell you, it's not fun to feel this way, but people just want to make jokes about it. It's so low. It's like pretending to get in a fight, and that's why you had that black guy. No, you did not hit your fucking face hitting a fight, right? No, you just got hit in the face with a door.
Speaking of fucking, like, faking fights, you know, J Station, that fucking prick?
What about J Station, that fucking prick?
Like, fucking...
J Station is a fucking prick, though.
Yeah, like, you know, Etika, right? Like the guy that recently committed suicide, the YouTuber.
Yeah.
He
what
like
did Jay Statham do now?
Not even like 24 hours before like his like death passed, he put up like a 3 a.m. challenge thing about him.
About don't say his name or something like that.
No, like 3 a.m. Etika challenge on fucking Ouija board at 3 a.m.
Oh my god! Oh my fuck!
Yeah,
that is the exact thing that we need to stamp out from the fucking internet these days, is that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking stupid.
Douche
like...
tuber. It's fucking douche tuber, dude. Yeah. That's, dude, way too soon.
Yeah, you know, like...
Not acceptable at all, even if it wasn't that soon.
Yeah, he didn't even do it. Like, he didn't do it. He just said, oh, I fucking, you know, put this title
fucking
because I need...
out like usual.
Yeah, I put this title up because I knew you guys would, you know, click onto this video and something. He's just being a douchebag about it.
Like, these kind of people just need to be fucking stopped. Like, Opie. Like, Opie got his contract canceled with Westwood One. And so, here's what he profusely states. That he did not get fired, even though he did. He states, and he says this, like, and I quote, I can't say if it's his exact quote or not, but he said something along the lines of, like, it was a mutual decision. When he was clearly fired, and the way he just continuously defends that it was a mutual decision or whatnot, even though he was obviously fired, it's fucking crazy.
It's like business, you know, like fucking YouTube.
I mean, Opie's the kind of human trash that everybody loves to hate.
Yeah, I know. It's like fucking YouTube, like, it's not like, it's more of a business nowadays, you know? It's not fucking...
It like... is, and that's what Google does. Okay, so literally the old podcast that I was on, the first episode is titled The Google Episode Where We Shit on Google, so I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but everything that Google takes possession of becomes business. YouTube is now a business instead of a sharing platform, and it's fucking driving me crazy.
Yeah, like, it just, like, sucks for, like, people like us, like, you know? Like, not like people are up there, like, people who want, like, you know, good entertainment, but, like, fucking stuff with the trash-ass kid-friendly.
Exactly. It's... the whole adpocalypse thing, I can't say I was affected by that. My channel's not big enough for that. But the whole adpocalypse thing, it's just... that guy. Fucking burn in hell, Matt Watson.
Yeah, fucking pricks. And, like, fucking...
It's pricks like that that fucking ruin things for the rest of us.
Yeah. Like, you know, like the guy that fucking, you know, like, he went around, like, you know, like, those pedophiles that comment on people's videos, you know?
Yeah, that's Matt Watson.
Yeah, fucking prick. Like, I hate that guy.
Because, like, I can't say I was affected, but, like, I do have friends who get monetized, and that fucking ruined them. Because that's the thing. YouTube, for the people who have been on it a long time, is a way of steady income. And once you've been on it long enough, like, if you were back on the... that's, like, what you did for your source of income, and they're still doing that, but now that it's business, it's... once that happens, now they need it. And it's just gonna stop because Google and all these ads and the adpocalypse and people pulling out. I mean, here's the thing. Since fucking when did people actually, like, get under fire for having an ad on the video? Like, there's only a small group of people that are actually saying that. Like, I haven't not ever seen, like, major effects happening to, like, Epic not pulling out of an ad. And also, it's not the company's fault, it's the people who manage the fucking ads, and the people at YouTube, the fucking YouTube algorithm, that isn't able to take the fucking video. Like, if there's an ad of, like, if there's a Fortnite ad on a video of a school shooter's fucking manifesto, that's not Epic's fault, it's YouTube's fault for not taking down the video.
I know, like, it's fucking...
because for some reason, whenever I put anything up that's slightly inappropriate, it gets fucking taken down, but this school shooter manifesto is still up.
Fucking not, right? And, like, what you call, like, also YouTube, like, fucking dicks, like, whenever, like, LGBT, like, whenever, like, that month that was happening, the LGBT
Pride. Pride month is just a way for businesses to make money off of a minority, dude.
Yeah, I know, but, like, here's an also thing, like, fucking, they're, like, some people, like, when they're doing the, like, they put the Pride month thing for YouTube, you know, showing that they kind of care. Like, in the beginning of, like, some of the videos... it was like a guy saying, hey, being fucking gay is a choice, guys.
That's true. Being gay is a choice. But it's a choice made by someone who feels that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they can choose to not. They can choose to deny those. Being gay is not a choice in some ways, but most of the part, it is. It's like, it's your choice, but you can deny those feelings, and I guarantee you, it will be very, very painful.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but like, It was like, it's like, it's, yeah, you can, like, you know, like, and say, yo, I'm not gay and shit like that. But, like, you're just not going to be happy at the end of the day. But, like, the guy was just saying, like,
you're denying that you're, every human needs that fucking sense of, like, validation. And if you're just going to deny the fact that you're gay if you are gay, then you're just denying that. And eventually you'll just die sad, really.
Yeah, you know. But, like, the guy was saying, like, you know, you're choosing to do this and you're going to go to hell, basically.
That's what the fucking problem is, dude. If the moment start people using being gay as a choice, as a way to, like, rationalize and, like, accept, as to try and force people to accept the fact that, like, such terrible things are happening and, like, gays are being killed and whatnot because they're gay, is just the fuck most horseshit thing ever. Because people don't choose to be killed because they're gay.
Yeah, you know? Like, it's fucking, it's like a shitty system, you know?
Like, just like, it's kind of like the depression point earlier. Like, I don't choose to feel this fucking way every day, but I do.
Yeah, we can deny it and say, yo, we're fucking happy and shit like that, but, like, we just be lying at the end of the day. And it's not gonna, like, help anyone.
And honesty is the best fucking, like, that guy, like, Prince whatever his name was, who released that video, like, depression is all in your head and you're not depressed. Like, fuck you, man. Like,
yeah.
You made a convincing argument, but I know I have a problem.
Yeah, like, fucking, like, I get, like, he's trying, like, you know, fucking, you know, push, like, positivity and shit like that, but he's, like, doing it in a shit way. Like, I like him, but I fucking hate him, you know?
Yeah, this sounds like a similar situation, like, something involving, I think what his name was, like, oh, yeah, Logan Paul. Like, we all fucking know, Logan, you did not mean it to be an awareness thing.
Yeah, like, we...
Because literally 5 fucking seconds after seeing the corpse, you're making fucking fun of it.
Yeah, like, and he, like, even if he, like, you know, fucking, he did put the video up for a whole fucking day. Like, it wasn't like he just posted it immediately. Like, you know, he had to edit the shit and all that stuff. There was, like, a long time where he could have fucking discussed it.
I mean, I fucking applaud him for effort. He did put a little thing, a fucking paragraph and a half of, like, why you shouldn't kill yourself and, like, resources. But he also only had that show for 0.3 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, also, before you could see it, it was gone. Like, he just wants you to get... anything for fucking views, right? Anything for views.
Like, you fucking saw, like, his first apology, right? And then, like, the video, like, says, I'm sorry, saying, crying, and shit like that. The first apology was... Dude. Yeah, like... fucking... I think we're just being a dead horse at this point. Everyone's fucking... You know, everyone's fucking took the shit out of this.
I'll never get over that, man. That was fucking terrible.
It was fucking awful. I was like, is this a fucking joke? And, like, it wasn't a joke.
Like, that guy had family. Everyone who takes their own life has a family that they're leaving behind.
Yeah, you know, like, fucking... Like, the
and, editing... like, often I get fucking reprimanded for, like, making suicide jokes and whatnot, but that's because that's, like, how I help myself deal with the way I feel sometimes. And I understand that it's not a joke, but some people find it genuinely funny, and that's just fucking fucked up, dude.
Yeah, you know, like, it's, like, fucking... It's, like, we know... It's something we do, like, to help ourselves, you know? Because, like, we can't, like, you know... We don't want to go to a therapist all the time, you know? Sometimes we just need someone to help us out.
And sometimes that scares people, but, like, some... I totally, like... A lot of people are scared by the things I say because, like, I'm just telling the truth about how I feel. And I totally understand that, but sometimes it's like, well, this is how I feel. Thank you for reporting me, but I can also seek help by myself. And also, I'm just trying to reach out to someone who's not my fucking therapist.
Yeah.
And what I'm really tired of are people trying to sell me their fucking cures.
Oh my fucking god, I hate those people. Hey, buy these fucking essential oils. Go fuck yourself. It's a product, so we can't get sued.
Healing methods will cure depression. These fucking pills aren't helping me, dude.
Yeah, like, they're fucking sugar pills.
It just doesn't help. And that's, like, don't sell me your fucking cure. Because even though I'm sad, I know I'm worth more than that.
Yeah. Fucking Karen, guess what? It's a pyramid scheme, you dumb cunt. You're not gonna get rich off of it.
It always is. And that's the thing with today's world. Nothing is ever what it looks like.
Yeah, you're not like fucking you.
There's always an ulterior motive to every single thing.
Yeah, like, I can't even, like, you know, like, I like looking into, like, business stuff and like that. Whenever I look into the thing, there's always that one fucking guy like, hey, I'm making 20,000K a year selling coffee pots. Buy my fucking video to see how.
And at the end of the day, he gets something out of that instead of you getting experience.
Yeah, like, he doesn't tell you how to do it. He just tells you, like, the motivational stuff like that. Never quit. Fucking, you're an alpha. Fucking, do this, your dick get bigger.
You're just telling yourself that's not going to do anything. I mean, wake up, world. I'm so sorry for the people that have this work. But just telling myself that I'm a good person is not helping me feel better.
Yeah, like, fucking... Like, there's, like, the one ad, like, where a guy goes, hey, you know, quit school right now, buy my thing, and you'll be rich.
That never fucking works.
Yeah. Like, I don't believe
it's
in that.
It's like the Nigerian print scam. Those Nigerian print scams. Nothing is what it looks like these days, and you can't take anyone's word for anything.
Yeah, like, fucking, you know, it's always, like, a scam. There's always, like, you know, someone pulling something. So, like, you know,
There's never true motivation behind fucking anything, because the only thing anyone wants is convenience and money. Yeah. Fuck happiness, right? Because you can just buy that. Like, why would you want those feelings when you can just take some medication and feel nothing, because that's the most convenient thing for you, right? Anything for views. Uh-huh.
Or, like, fucking, yo, you know, I'm rich, I look happy, so if you become rich, you'll be fucking happy. But at the end of the day, you're just going to want, you're not happy, so you think, okay, maybe if I just get a lot more money and still like that, you know? That's how they fucking get you.
Well, a great quote I heard about that was, an ounce of gold cannot buy an ounce of time. Every bad thing that you do to get that fucking blood money is not worth it. Because okay. That's time that you're taking away from becoming a genuinely good human being.
Yeah, like...
If you're even near redemption, you should start doing.
Like, the fucking worst bloodsuckers are the fucking prison systems.
Yes, dude, the prison systems are fucking terrible. Dude, do you know, I don't know if you know what's been going on about the Epstein thing?
I don't. Like,
so this guy, Jeffrey Epstein, right? So he is a convicted child molester, right?
Yeah.
But this prison system, this is what he does. He just leaves jail in the morning, goes to work, fucks around, has sex with underage girls, and goes back to jail in the night. Like it's a fucking hotel.
What the fuck? Seriously? Like, fucking, there's this...
That's not even close to a slap on the wrist. That's, like, that's inconvenient at best.
Yeah, like, those people should be in jail for, like, fucking 30 or 40 years. Like, there's a guy who stole a fucking backpack. He didn't even fucking steal it. And he got arrested for it. And he got fucking 30 years.
And, I mean, that... But Jeffrey fucking Epstein, child molester... Yes, dude, it just goes so deep, because he has his own fucking island, and he has a temple there, like a sex temple.
Fucking hell, like, he's rich, too. He's rich, huh?
It's these fucking rich people. I don't know, but somehow everyone who's rich is terrible,
Yeah, like, there's only, like, Elon Musk.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates is a goddamn good person. I'll defend him till my deathbed.
And Elon Musk. Of course, Elon Musk, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just because he smoked a little bit of weed here and went against God's direction of thou shalt not, like, do whatever. Thou shalt not smoke weed.
Is that, you know, is that
a good guy. I mean, he has good intentions, just some of his things don't work.
Wait, the weed's not... That's against the law? Okay. Never mind, sorry. I smoke, so, you know, like... Okay. Fuck.
Yeah, man, we're chill. Yeah, I just... Today's... What's happening with this world is, at some point, there's literally, it's even if I'm just coming to terms with it, there's literally nothing we can do to fix what we've done.
Yeah. Like, the most we can fucking do is... Unless we're
gonna act genocide, there's nothing to do.
I mean, fucking, we could, like, I'm hoping fucking Elon Musk, things works out, we can, you know, fucking go to Mars.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's, that's the thing, it's everything that makes a human is somehow twisting slowly. It's like to bad.
No, like, it's like fucking, like, I'm not gonna deny we haven't made progress. We've made some progress, you know? Like, I won't be executed in the street for being Mexican, so that's good.
That's true. I mean, hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Hopefully, as soon as I finish the podcast.
Under Donald Trump, who knows what could happen? Bringing out the guillotines.
You know, actually, I read, like, I've been on Reddit and shit like that, like, you know, there's, like, a thing that people who've actually met Donald Trump, like, before the election, I think whenever he was a lot younger, I think he was a lot better person.
Absolutely, but then it's, like, then he started ripping people off, and that's the thing, like, this is what I'm trying to get to right here. The world is one gigantic rabbit hole, and what I've just been thinking recently is we can't fix it. Like, all of this racism, we can't fix it.
We can't fix it, But I definitely think we can improve on it, you know? Like, if fucking...
We can improve. Now, just trying to hear me out here.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
I just have this sinking feeling in my gut every time I think about it. All of this greed, all of this anger and this bloodlust and this need for money and power and fame and anything for views, that's part of every single one of us. And at some point, it gets drawn out. And there are too many people that, in disguise, can't hide that.
Yeah.
At some point, all of us are going to give into it.
It's just like, for me, like, it's like, yeah, no, we're not going to fucking be able to get rid of it. But, you know, this is, like, how you deal with this shit, you know?
It's like, no matter where we go, like, even if we do colonize Mars, there's still going to be greed and anger and lust and just anything for view shit there. There's always going to be that.
Yeah, I mean, fucking, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a fucking vlogger on the moon. Like, that would be fucking, like, on Mars, that would be fucking great footage.
Yeah, it would, except we just can't do that because there's always an ulterior motive to fucking everything that happens. And this world is doomed, man. It feels like the world is doomed.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get rid of racism, honest, like, even almost, like, fucking homophobia.
There's always going to be hate in the hearts of humans. There's always going to be hate. As long as we have emotions, there's always going to be hatred for things that are different.
Yeah, like, I can't even deny, like,
how
that, like...
How we manage that. People who aren't racist like us, we manage it.
Like, I don't think that. I think everyone's a little racist.
Saying, fuck you, Cyrus, you're fucking Mexican. I'm not saying that, because you know what? You're a fucking good kid. And you know what? This has been a great episode.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's cut it here, because we're going down some rabbit holes now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, the entire world's a fucking rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I should just title this episode Rabbit Holes, but I think that's where we should probably stop for today.
Yeah, let's stop here. Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening to everyone who's listening. Hopefully we'll get this up on a lot of platforms. Patreon, hopefully we can get started soon, maybe.
Hopefully. Let's hope. I can find
the pre-show, post-show, all that shit. Yeah. Thank you for listening. This has been the RS4H Podcast. Signing off.
Later.